The nation's legal debate over same-sex marriage appears to be headed for a resolution. Yesterday, the U.S. Supreme Court announced it will hear arguments in cases challenging gay marriage bans in four states: Michigan, Kentucky, Ohio, and Tennessee. Same-sex marriage is legal in 36 states and the District of Columbia. The High Court's decision will determine whether same-sex couples will have the right to marry all over the country. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
The justices will consider two basic questions. Do same-sex couples have a constitutional right to marry? And do states with gay marriage bans have to recognize such marriages performed elsewhere? That last question is at the heart of a case brought by three same-sex couples in Tennessee. For example, Thomas Costura married his husband Ipa Deco in New York 3 years ago, just before Deco, an Army sergeant, was deployed to Afghanistan. Upon his return, Deco was stationed at a military base in Tennessee, a state that does not recognize his marriage. So they filed suit. Costura says he hopes to have his marriage validated.
That's important, especially for a lot of people growing up, in case they're in households that don't support them, to know that there is a community out there that will support them in who they are and who they love.
Activists on both sides of the argument, for and against same-sex marriage, cheered the news. Opponents of same-sex marriage have been eager for the High Court to weigh in. They hope the justices will reverse the domino-like court rulings that have legalized same-sex marriage in states now covering 70% of the country. They say lower court rulings have robbed the millions of voters who supported state bans on gay marriage. Jim Campbell is senior legal counsel for the Alliance Defending Freedom.
The question before the Supreme Court is, are the people free to affirm marriage as the union of a man and a woman, or does the Constitution take the issue of marriage away from the people and require all states to redefine marriage?
For supporters of same-sex marriage, the pending court hearing is a culmination of what they say is a civil rights issue that began when Massachusetts first legalized such marriages in 2003. It's a chance for the court to say that gays and lesbians who want to get married have equal protection as guaranteed by the 14th Amendment. Evan Wolfson is founder and president of Freedom to Marry.
We now believe, on the strength of having won the freedom to marry in about two-thirds of the country, and now having public support at about 59% or more nationwide, we can confidently say to the court what everybody can feel: America is ready for the freedom to marry, and it's time for the Supreme Court to bring the country all together on the right side of history.
The Supreme Court will depart from its tradition of holding a one-hour hearing, extending the time allotted to 2.5 hours in a session scheduled for April. Its decision is expected by June. Attorney General Eric Holder issued a statement saying the Obama administration will file friend-of-court briefs supporting the right of same-sex couples to wed nationwide. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News.